It's an Nahum Siegel Network. Welcome to our community with the United Task Force. Each week we get an opportunity to speak with representatives of prominent and important organizations within our community, especially those that have turned their attention over the last few years or decades to Holocaust survivors in our community. We get to discuss what they do specifically for that very special group. With us today is Rabbi Avi Fishoff. Rabbi Avi Fishoff is director of the Bikur Cholim Chesed organization. He joins us on the Our Community program. Rabbi Fishoff, welcome to the Nahum Siegel Network.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
A pleasure to have you here. We hear the name Bikur Cholim very often. In fact, it seems that every neighborhood around the world has a group that uses the name. Tell us about your Bikur Cholim Chesed organization.
Our Bikur Cholim Chesed organization is a little different than the other Bikur Cholims or other organizations. There's no shortages of organization around, no shortage that do social work, various type of services. However, our Bikur Cholim, founded in 1953 by a distinguished cadre of Holocaust survivors themselves, a small basement in Borough Park. Their main concern at that point was assisting other immigrants that were probably less indigent than they were, needed more help. And this group got together, and over the years it evolved, and we do the same things we do today, just on a larger scale. But we are not Bikur Cholim of Borough Park anymore because, you know, we help people in Lakewood, Flatbush, Passaic. Why Borough Park? We are based physically in Borough Park, but we have a group that I think I can declare on the radio no other organization has. We host a family crisis intervention program, which is a group of social workers and interns led and managed by a PhD on staff, Dr. David Lefkowitz. And this family crisis program goes into homes of dysfunction, all types of dysfunction, dysfunction in abuse, be it sexual abuse, be it domestic abuse, whatever it is, violence, and as I say, dysfunction due to dysfunction. We go into these homes. Let me describe these homes to you. You can't get in there. You want to look for the children. They're somewhere in a bed in between the hoarding and the bags and boxes. In between, you'll find a mattress. And there you'll find these innocent little children who are victims of this abuse. We're recommended to them by principals, teachers, neighbors, friends of these families. And we go in there and we develop a relationship with the children, a relationship with the parents. We take them out and work with them, mainstream them. That's what we do for the young community. We then have a Chayenu program every night during the week that mentors, gives various art lessons, music lessons, does homework with them. All they need is a tender, loving care. And this Bikur Cholim, which evolved from the standard visiting the bedsides and hospitals, of course, we do that as well. We have a social, separate volunteer group. But we do so many other things out of the spectrum of the regular Bikur Cholim.
You just made the point that was the first one I was going to make, and that is that Bikur Cholim has a certain reputation. We always think about the primary function of a Bikur Cholim, and obviously those who are in hospitals are usually the recipients of that primary function, but your organization has expanded to a point where you're servicing families in really difficult situations. And I have a feeling that you're not exaggerating at all with your example. That is just one very typical example of what people are going through and what children are going through in certain environments.
Exactly, Nahum. These homes, they're not easy to get into. We break in relationships of our people, of our social workers and interns with the homes. It's many phone calls, Rabbonim, principals, and various educators that help us get into these homes. But once we do, there's a change overnight.
The other point is, and I'm so glad that you touched on it, because for us it's such an important focus every time we speak to an organization in this forum, and that is the fact that it was founded by Holocaust survivors. There are people, and you're very familiar with the survivor generation. Anybody who knows your family's story knows that. There are people who you would think were so broken, who found it so difficult to move on, who came to a new country and could not, and you would think would not be able to get their footing and really establish a community. And it's they who took the leadership role to do the type of work that you're describing. Tell us about that. Tell us about the fact that Beeker Home today rests on the shoulders of people from that disastrous time.
I don't think there are any left anymore. One of them happened to be my own father-in-law, Mr. Yeruchim Friedman.
Right.
People in the community definitely may have heard of him. He would tell the story that they would sit together, and in their accent say, Savatovi giving this family. And they would say, okay, let's give him $18. And that those days, I don't have to tell you, going back to the early 50s, was a lot of money.
Yep.
And somebody would say, $18? They have six kids already, and how are they going to manage? And my father says, you know what? Make it 25, he would say. And where are you going to get 25 from? My father says, I went around raising it. And they, you can't believe it. They sat together in a little basement room. They all worked very hard. None of them were people of needs in those days. They all did well, thank God. Boishim was good to most of them. But when they started, they really didn't have much more than the people they were helping on the outside. But they sat there and they met case after case. And then it evolved in the organization. I think he looks down and sees me sitting here. I don't know how proud he would be of me keeping up what he began. And they went into a kind of a Kaddisha, and they went into helping people in hospitals and nursing homes. But in those days, you didn't have that. There were no nursing homes in those days. It's a totally different operation. But it's interesting that, as you said, the Holocaust survivors today are children or of these.
Right.
It's a really different, but we do still do the same thing, and we're still helping. We're helping Holocaust on a much greater scale.
And once the 70s, 80s, even 90s, and to some degree today, obviously, but we understand the bulk of it is not, once that era started, there were a lot of Holocaust survivors in the community, Borough Park and many other areas, that simply needed help. They weren't able to make it financially. They had serious problems that had to be addressed, and your organization was there for them. Describe that a little bit. Well,
most of them were on the same income strata. In other words, they right. all came over with nothing. Nobody came over with pockets filled with monies. I don't have to tell you that. But some of them went into business and did well, and they felt to help their brethren that didn't do well. And they literally kept on helping them for years and years, and a lot of them were sick and didn't have anyone to care for them. And that's where the help to Maimonides and Methodist and other hospitals evolved through that. And they continued helping these people on a daily basis until it evolved, as we know, to a much greater organization that we are managed today by the Claims Conference.
Right. And even today, because I know that we're in an era now where there's certainly less and less Holocaust survivors, but if there was somebody in that type of situation, they would get special attention from your organization, correct?
Okay, unfortunately, we receive an email a day reporting a death of one of our own clients.
Right.
And we attend the funerals. But unfortunately, or every day one dies, another one comes on. There are people in their 80s that didn't need help before and today are finding it more difficult. We still have hundreds of survivors that we help. We help them with their needs, including food vouchers, medical and dental bills, medical equipment, hearing aids, stair lifts. It's not just we send money. We help them literally live and make their life as comfortable as possible, as they deserve for what they all went through. We have a unique program that, again, nobody else has. It's called Project Lev. Project Lev provides intensive case management for survivors that have no family. Mm-hmm. And there are many, many families that, that have no one. There's no grandchild, there's no child, or the child lives very far, distance overseas. And we go into these homes, they don't trust anyone, and we develop a relationship. All they need is a hand to hold and an ear to listen to, and we give them that. Their medications have to be dispensed, doctor's appointments have to be set, and they have to be helped in a way that they have no one coming into them for days. And I would say weekly, we go into these homes, take them for walks, and our volunteers and interns treat them as their own bubbies and zadies and take them on trips, walk with them, work with them, and we feel very proud of our Project Lev movement, also funded by the Claims Conference.
How do people get information? Because there may be, neighbors, younger people in the community who are helping out with these survivors and the group that you're referring to, but they now hear this and think that you could be of greater assistance. How would they be in touch with Beeker Home and Project Lev?
Good old way is the old way is to telephone 718-438-2020. Just ask for the Holocaust Department. We have a large Holocaust Department, about 20 people working there that are ready to help. And, of course, getting back to the more modern updates, the Biko Cholim would be to email us at info@biko.org, and we'll be happy to reach out and see who you need to help, but we're there for everybody.
Speaking to Rabbi Avi Fischloff, who's here on our community with the United Task Force, Biko Cholim Chesed organization. He directs the organization, spoke for a moment about the programs for the Holocaust survivors and, of course, for the general community. Now, you started this broadcast with me, and it's now 2019, of course, saying how different it is these days compared to when Biko Cholim was exclusively Brooklyn. I would guess that at this point you're being consulted on an international basis. You mentioned Lakewood and other major Jewish communities. That I understand. But I would assume that people really around the world look up to you and your organization as having been there, having been in this space for so long. You could really advise people in different communities on major issues.
We get about 20 to 30 phone calls, I would say, a week on just different types of questions regarding the Holocaust survivors. We got a call last week from a lady in Switzerland that says, I'm coming to New York, so Switzerland's not going to pay me now. Can you help me in New York? I mean, people were there to help everyone. Of course, they first should report to Medicaid if they're Holocaust survivors, and we will fill in a supplement, whatever they need from there and on. We are there for them. We have also beautiful, state-of-the-art medical equipment, Gemach. Most of them, not all organizations have walkers or wheelchairs. We're always there to lend them that for as long as they would need it. Plus, the main thing is that we have that ear to listen to and hand to hold. And we're always ready. We have coordinators meetings weekly to dispense funds for the various dental bills and other things that may come up, besides the weekly home care that we pay for.
It's now that we're in this technological era and things move so quickly, in order to continue to provide and to be there for people in your community, do you always need to bring in new initiatives, think of different ways, or think of different committees and programs that are necessary as things develop, and in order just to keep up with the needs of the community?
Well, the Holocaust community, let's face it, the need is money.
Right.
And the Claims Conference, and again, I'm mentioning it and thanking them for all they do for us, support us. But there are various events that we make to keep, as you say, innovative. We have social gatherings that they're very excited to come to because they can get out and get dressed. And we try to feature some speakers. We have several, about six or seven of them during the year for the different Yom Tovim. And this keeps them going. We also have a weekly chevra for the men where we have shiurim, exercise, that keeps them going. And these people look forward to it, that little hot kugel, and that's all they care. And they're so excited to be there. And we're so excited to continue doing them. Again, this is also funded by the Claims Conference.
The social aspect, it's like an amazing support group, right? Just being able to get together and making sure they see other people. By the way, it's also probably good for you and other directors to see the actual people in one place that you're helping on a regular basis. Or that gives you a lot of nachas, I would guess.
It gives me a lot of support watching them.
Yeah.
Because they really want to live, and they've done so much, and they've gone through so much. And many of them have, children and grandchildren who come along with them just to see the program, as you say, and watch it.
Are you as amazed by their tenacity and their desire to rebuild their lives as people like myself are?
Well, you should watch in the snow how they come. Nothing stops them. And one thought, well, I need is my boots, he said to me. I wore boots in Auschwitz, and I wear boots today.
And if he didn't give in then, he's certainly not going to give in to these much easier conditions, I guess. Rabbi Avi Fischloff is here. A word about the United Task Force. You know that we are doing this with them just to get out all these words and to let people know what's happening, especially with Holocaust survivors, but in general, the work of the organizations. Is it good to have all those colleagues in one room that you could sometimes either consult with or bring people to who may be in need of a specific service?
It's a good feeling because you see that people really want to help people. That's what we're about. That's what Klal Yisrael is about, different than anybody else. And, you go to these events and people of a different faiths will tell us, you guys are really good. to hear that is worth everything.
And that's one of the reasons you stay around for all these decades. Because in your case, it's not years, it's decades that Biko Cholim has been doing this. Rabbi Avi Fischloff, I thank you. Continued success with Biko Cholim. And thanks for joining us on this show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good luck.
I appreciate that. Reminder that the musical portion of our broadcast of our community with the United Task Force is the music that Shia Rubinstein has put together, Shirei HaPleita, specifically for the generation that we were speaking about. Here it is for you as we continue on this broadcast at the Nachum Segal Network.
Hi, everybody, and Schwester. Shabbos Kodesh Kim. Ah, Lama sich zigreiten. Oy nizim, oy yeshir, oy singt alle mit mir. Mir zennen du az oy vi in de heim. Alle zusammen bechabide, oy lama singen shide. Oy teuvle, oy dois lashe. Lehaget si far zeilen, oy falle welten teilen. Wie gräusen in Kiwiochels Chassodim. Weil Schabbos ist a Simen, am a hot in Zaros genimmen, mi mitzraie, mi beiß a Wodim. Sei chelitzi as mitzraie, mi Schabbos, Schabbos, mi zemo o shili oi ma Schabbos. Schabbos ist heilig, in Leute sind sehr heilig. Mis Moschele, oi ma Shabbos. Ma Gottli, wie groß, chassude ma ganzen Steins. Wie groß ist der Chesed haboire. Aschebuch abuni, gegeben in Samatune. Viluni boinu santo woire. Shabbos zeit min de flowes alle mine hashpoes das is de khado var yedige az ayda tapis noch shefe ev de var is alles val shabbos is ma spie vala ganze vach lebt men in des gesvin
shabbos shabbos mis em moshi
Shabbos is hoyer in darf men halten neue Yo im Shabbos ein eilish goye Ich bar lo yaida Er versteht gar nicht der Freude No fress pushet wie am alle geire Ich seh lo yo bin es sois Er versteht nicht wie es ist kreuz Du singen finde schon mehr jesai Befroi ach reshuim auf alle mine chatuim Kemen Shabbos obe nase liche Also wie sie steht in der Gemurre Afele joi da ja boi de zure Is mochlin loi be joi ma miche Favos is mine moichol in des chis fin Shabbos, Shabbos Mizem ovoi shege Shabbos is hoyech in darf min halten moyech Yoim Shabbos oin ein lishko oyech Ki gina yoi veichu yoi veide Vedzana groise freide Kemushe neima biyo vidrishu ehim renu Vispo ardi kol poi alai Vanachna yaloi vinalai Nehen is amize vashchene Bet habayt einay vishuray Vetens me vase zan apside Hoy yishom abiyoray yehide Eve chetzoy sire shulayim Ve mitrinken lechayim In leibedeg machin arekide Val demels vetech zan Ayoyim shekel oy Shabbos, Shabbos Mizem ovoi sheyele yoyim ha-Shabbos Shabbos is heilig in boilis in ze chaylik Mizem ovoi sheyele yoyim ha-Shabbos Oye nivim besaibu de shaynem ale yidin en aynem De shaynem veranan en yiyi Likdisho ele menichem Bachasidei choyev achiche Betach zana grow ois ezechige Lehagit ki ushe Dos is krante yin kushe Az ales vet mekir Meden azoy והשם שויחיים בציון ונשכנב לטיון חציבי ולא יבלו סובוי אוי ולבל מישן זוי חזן סי היום שכלוי שבס שבס
איזה מורשי
ליוי מה שבס שבס איז הויך אין דרף מן הלטן לויך יום שבוס אין אין נשכה ויהיה Edlingstein Sie lebt in Himmel sei ihr geht Litzling macht mir nie hier backen Als sie weht in Himmel hat er geschehen Und heiche keine Unglis Tid sie das Haus heiden Diatos euch gewiss, als mit Hitzif in Himmel bei Schweden. Oi, de Himmel, de Taie gezell, ich gesegen sich von dir als Sinn. Als ich gehe ja rob auf eine neue Welt, allein so gech Himmel bleib gesinn. Dort sei ich gequält Ich bin dort gesetzt in Chadush im Nahen In allem Gittin hat nicht gefällt Blitzling keine Chanaie Psyre Dem Malach tät mit sie wissen Als ich da war raus für mein Dieder Tillecht bin der Welt sie genießen. Es ist mir gewähn, sei ihr bei. Arose, geina, so ich ging geschwind. Dem Malach schreit, ob ich gei, gei. Allein so ich Malach bleib gesinn. Ungeheu bin keinen Heide, was hab ich damals gewusst? Mir hat mit mir gelehnt geseide, mit Chaweiden zu spielen hat sich mir verglückt. Ich bin aber bald geworden gewohnt, also hat nicht gedacht, kann ein Mensch. Als ich gehe bald weiter in 13 Jahre und ich darf mich schon führen gehen. Hab ich verstanden, dass es eine Schein mit Chaweiden sich zu spielen hat Sinn. Mittag holen, Mittag geweint. Zog ich a weide, meine Blab gesinn. Doch der Chassanes mir gewinnt sei jege Schwede, Schwege hab mir Käs gegeben Es ist gewinnt bei mir Teile jede Minute Ich hab echt gewiss für na geht Leben Geht das in ein wenig Harwin Das wollt keinem nicht, der Kitschit gehen Ich hab echt gewiss, wenn er geht leben. Alle bei, wollt es gedacht, ab wo juhe. Schweden, Schwege, haben des abe de Kitsche. Sei haben sich umgeben, kriegen mit sein eigen Kind. Ich hab mich mit sein lang nicht gemitsche. Sag ich Schweden, Schwege, bleib gesinn. Die ganze Welt ist wie ein Hulim. Sie schwebt weg wie ein Wind. Als mehr hat sich hier zitieren mit Zwiss ist Gurge. Weil es kommt doch die Oma Jedeje. Soll man wissen, mit was man nimmt sich mit. Wie schlecht in Wien ist schein Als man kommt auf der Welt mit Läusen Als eine Miss von der Welt kein Sagt er, zieht der Welt, bleib gesinn